Hey, it's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3 on the phone with us from Mid-Kentucky Officials Association. It's Mike Moritz. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fine. So COVID-19 has shaken everything in the world that you could possibly imagine up, including your organization. Can you explain that?
Well, for us, it's caused all kinds of turmoil because we don't know from day to day if we're going to be able to have a football season or not for us. And the big thing that we need to do, though, is still do our training, because without us on the field, there will be, you know, it'd be difficult for them to have games and things like that. So we've got to prepare ourselves just like we do every year for the upcoming season. And so what we have is we do have some meetings scheduled here in the immediate future, and we will work through the month of July to get ourselves all prepared to be on the field by the first or second week in August.
So how is this going to work? Are you looking for specific age ranges for the team officials, or is this just for everybody?
Well, I mean, I'm an older person, but we're looking for anybody who's really interested in calling football. We work predominantly with the high schools, you know, all of the high schools in our region, you know, that stretches from here to Taylor County, to Hart County, to Meade County, and Washington, Nelson, Marion, everybody in that group is all Greene County, too. That's all part of us. And so we're stretched pretty hard when you look that you try to put five or seven guys on a field every time for a football game. At nights, we could have as many as 10 or 11 football games, and that means if you're just working five men, that's 55 guys that you need. And right now, you know, numbers are down a little bit because being an official is not probably the most prestigious thing in the world because people like to yell at you and things like that. So numbers kind of fall off a little bit. But we're trying to put some good training together again. This weekend, on Sunday, we're going to start at 2 o'clock where we're looking just for people who are interested to come and join us at John Hardin. And we'll run over some of the requirements there with them physically. You know, the other thing we're doing this year, we are going to do some we're going to use Google Meet to do some of our training so that we don't have everybody driving from Campbell, you know, the folks that are in Campbellsville or in Bardstown having to drive all that time. We're trying to save some of their time, which it should be a good thing for them.
Is this just for high school football then?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. We're just high school. But what, you know, what ends up happening is you call high school, you know, Monday for freshmen, or Monday is JV, Friday is freshman, or Thursday is varsity. Oh, boy, terrible. Thursday is freshman and Friday is varsity. Then on Saturdays or any other night of the week you don't have a game, you end up calling some rec ball, you know, like ever at LaRue County or at the sports park or maybe in Radcliffe or something like that. So you end up, you're on the field about 5 days a week if you've become an official.
All right, so if anybody needs more details and information, how can they find that?
The easiest way is to call me. My name is Mike Moritz, and my cell phone number is 270-723-4410. The other person that you can call would be Andy Strain, and Andy is our assigner. He's the guy that's going to make sure you get your games, and he's responsible for all of the training that we conduct. His cell phone number is 270-272-3205. That's probably the easiest way for anybody to get hold of us.
All right. That is Mike Moritz with Mid-Kentucky Officials Association for anybody interested in helping out refereeing some high school football this season.
Thank you, sir. That's perfect. It's right on target.
We appreciate you. Thank you. And we are Quixie 98.3.